Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with a 6 a.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene is moving right up the Jersey Shore. In fact, we had a landfall very near Atlantic City within the last hour. Irene still has hurricane force winds that extend out mostly over the ocean waters, but wind gusts to hurricane force can certainly be expected as the system continues to move northward and eventually makes landfall later this morning in the extreme western Long Island, then cross Long Island Sound and move directly across New England, weakening to a tropical storm at that point. Hurricane warnings remain in effect for much of the coastline from south of Boston all the way down to Virginia. And tropical storm warnings still continue down to from North Carolina and have been extended all the way up to the Canadian border in Maine. This is indicative of what a large storm this is. What you see on this graphic is the size of the wind field, and we are getting lots of wind gusts in the 50 to 60 mile an hour range around Long Island and into Connecticut and New York. And tremendous rainfall. That's going to be the other part of the story with this. A tremendous rainfall continue like it did yesterday. Perhaps not as great amounts as we saw down in North Carolina and Virginia, but still some 5 to 10 inches of rain as the storm moves through New England on up into the Canadian provinces. That on saturated soil and with the wind will have power outages and flash flooding and eventual river flooding. Again, this is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 6 a.m. advisory.